Father Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, hell, he'd take that road off beach anyway. He got in the argument with something about, I know something about, and the Ku Klux Klan, boy. They threatened him and all. And they wouldn't use him. He told me, he said, I'll take this robe and that off. He says, and I'll meet you wherever you say. Just name the place, he said, and I'll meet you. And he would have. We had a bunch of kids here, Ari Graves. And he didn't know what a priest was because he never go to church or nothing. He cursed him. Man, he took after Ari Graves. And he caught him. Man, I mean, he beat the living devil out of him. God, he beat him just like a kid.
Did they have a real active Klan in Galveston
County? Right.
Was the Klan active in Galveston County?
Oh, yeah, there for a while, yeah. Yeah, Ku Klux Klan. That's why I like it. He didn't care. He told him. He said, I'll meet you in this name of spot. And he said, no, I'll come there. He would have too, because that's the way he was. We had another priest here, old Father Dan. He was a good guy. Yeah, you could meet him on the street there and say, come on, Father, want a drink? Father, yeah, sure, I'll come and take a drink with you. He'd walk into a saloon with you and drink. Father Dan.
Is that O'Connell?
Dan O'Connell, yeah, he was at
St. Mary's.
St. Patrick's. And yeah, then he was at, he come to St. Mary's too afterwards, yeah.
I remember him, he died when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good old man.
Yeah, he didn't care. He'd go right onto a place and drink with you. Then they had another one there. I forget what his name was, but they were about to throw him out. And hell, he'd come by there, he'd borrow something off like a pocket knife or something. And you never get it back.
Huh.
Next time he seen with me, he said, that belongs to me, that ain't yours. Well, if you give me kept. He died, I think he was, you know, he was on the offside himself.
Probably a lot of
them. And he's sitting down in the fire station now, and he'd stop every day. And, hey, you got a pocket knife? Yeah, Father. Pocket knife, that's the last you seen that pocket knife. They got so he wouldn't let him have it no more. Wouldn't let me have no pocket knife. Yeah.
What did you remember of Frank Biagini?
When did I remember him?
Yeah, what do you remember him when he was sheriff?
Well, it's like I told you last night. I worked with over Seaboard over here in 1915, 1916, World War, before World War I, 17 and 18. And after that he went into the sheriff. That's one of them guys, he'd promise you ever do anything, and then he got into office, he wouldn't look at you. And I voted for that guy for 20 straight times that he got elected. And I think the next to last time he run, I was coming down 22nd Street. I was working on the flyboat. And I was cutting across the alley at 22nd Mechanic and Market. And he come out of that alley, he almost hit me, man. He was just right against me. Then he hollered and laughed like the devil. I was doing an election. And he asked me about voting and all. I said, yeah. I said, now you know me. I said, before you didn't know me yet, did you? I said, 3 or 4 months ago, you didn't know who the hell I was. I said, now you know me when you want somebody to vote. The best part, they were working on it. When they were working on the Seaboard over, they had a little fellow by the name of Joe Clark. He was a big deal guy. He wasn't as big as me, but he's a little husky. And he was supposed to be a fighter. He was from New York. One Ron Clark, they call him. He'd get knocked out the first round every fight he had. Just jump in there and knock him out. But we were working over the Seaboard over there, and we had a ship. Oh, all the deck was completely gone off it, and they had to put new deck and new anchor lines and all that stuff on. And they got in the argument. Frank Biagini and Frank Biagini make three of this little Joe Clark. He's a little bitty old tiny guy. Christ, he wasn't about 5 foot. So little Joe was down in the bottom of the hole. And Frank was on the top deck. He come up, got a ladder up that there, and then Frank Biagini took off. And the big guy behind him looked like a band of chicken after a great big old rooster. And that Frank Biagini, he was scared. He was afraid. He was scared to death.
Do you remember Clough?
Yeah, old Clough, yeah. He was a peace and fire commission too one time. Yeah, he was a goofball. Well, he had a lot to do with this here, bringing the Rangers in. He was really the main one. Still a Goodrich. He was really the main one that brought these Texas Rangers in here and had this town closed up.
Well, Clough. Now, why did they do that? What was their reason?
Just hate, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess they wasn't getting nothing out of them. They said one time they'd go down there and chief of police or any of them and get a cut, see? Well, they'd give them so much money and they'd let them go like that. But somehow or another, I don't know, they wouldn't get what they wanted, well, then that's when they'd close them up. Yeah, we had old, he just got out, he was chief of police, but his name, can't remember as well as any other name.
What, Burns?
Burns, yeah. He was chief of police. We used to go down here and you had all gambling here. These Mexican places all along West Market and down in Mexican Joe's. They'd have a gambling game every night, see? And I was working on the waterfront then, and what was his name? Well, one of them I was working with down there, we went on down there, we had, I think, $15 apiece. And we was gonna split. Hell, I didn't get any shot out of my $15. No, he got one shot, 50 cent shot. But Boynes come in there, they throwing Boynes at $50. Double my $50. When he turned around, throwed it on the table, picked up a dice, shot. Throwed a 10, went back, throwed a 7. Now if he'd have hit, he'd left the ride, see him make two or three passes, and he went out to a $300 or $400. Well, he'd done that every night. Boy, he was crooked. Oh, he was crooked.
Galveston had a long history of crooked police.
Oh, yeah. Well, one thing about old Dick Williams, you know, he was crooked and all that, but he'd do you a favor. The old Dick Williams, he brought that home down here. Hell, that was back in 1927. Paid $75,000 for it. That's what he paid for that home. Now you can.
Was he police commissioner then?
Yeah. Oh, he was police commissioner, oh Jesus, for. Oh, about 20 years.
Does Galveston still have the commission form of government?
No, no, they got that
city manager now.
City manager, city manager. It ain't worth doing it. Not really. They said it's bound to be crooked. They bound to be getting something out of it. I know they wouldn't be doing that for their own, you know, for just their own health. Shriver Miller, he was a mayor there for about 4 years. Or Eddie Shriver. Yeah.
I kind of like the commission system.
It is,
because you know who's responsible for what.
That's right.
Did you remember Father Kirwin?
Yeah. That's Father Craven. That's the one I'm talking about. Father Craven, yeah. That's the one that was he told about these Ku Klux.
Well, I'm not
That's Father Clem.
Well, he was here for a long, long time. He was here during the flood in 1900.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, that's the one.
He ran the town for a while.
Yeah, he was. Oh,
well, he set up that high water commission, didn't he?
Right, yeah. He set up the commissioner form of government.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one I was trying to think. That's the one he fights right.
I'm gonna write a biography of him.
Who did I say Murphy was? No.
Yeah, you said Murphy, but he comes a lot later.
Yeah, he comes a lot later. Yeah, that was.
When did Father Kerwin die? How long was he around here?
Oh, he's long been a good while. But he's been dead a good while too. He's been dead for a long time. He's been dead about 15, 20 years, I guess.
Whatever happened to Piggy Page?
He's around here. He come up here the other day, brought me a netting here.
Tell Lon what Piggy Page, what he's like, what he looks like and everything.
Oh, he looks like a tramp.
He's an old fisherman from around here. He always wore, what kind of those little caps that you wear?
Yeah, he's 78 years old.
He always wore an old cap, he's always dirty.
He never had
30.
A job in his life. Only job he ever had was when he went into the Army. He was in there for a year, World War I. That's the only work he ever done.
Always tied his pants with a piece of rope?
Yeah.
Barefooted. What kind of car do you drive? An old,
Oh, he's got a, no, he went to kind of car.
He used to have one of them old coupes, Chevrolet coupe.
Yeah, Chevrolet coupe. He got a little Ford now.
Well, is he a fisherman?
Yeah, he makes nets and all. He's shrimp trawl. Yeah.
He's a bum.
He used to fish around here all the time.
He fished with, he was a bum.
Yeah.
I never saw him catch any fish.
Yeah, but he. Man, that's Piggy Page, the old man I was telling you about. I work with old man Page. And he's just like the old man. Crabby? God damn. You can tell him, Piggy, it's nighttime out there. He said, you're damn right, it's daytime. And he's going to have to be right. If he's wrong, he's right.
Is Nubby Monroe still around?
Yeah, I was talking to him about a week ago in Flooding Gallery.
How old is he?
Oh, Nubby must be about. I guess in his early 50s. He's not too old.
Is that right? That's his brother Tuffy.
Tuffy, there with the baby. Nubby's the one that played baseball that went on.
He played baseball?
I mean, not baseball, football. Yeah, he played football.
Who did he play for?
What's the Ball Eye and that? Ball Eye School.
Uh-huh.
Was he a good football player?
Oh, one of the best. With that one arm, he got the nub here. You can do more with that nub than you can do with your...
Could he hold the ball?
Yeah, he'll hold the ball, catch it, and everything else.
That's fantastic.
Did he go to Allstate or something?
Yeah, he went all around this football.
You didn't play college ball?
No.
That's
bad. Man, they would have never gone to college. None of them were.
Oh, ball players.
No, he played the ball out there. He was a wonderful football player. Well, he makes these seine. He take a seine and put a hole in it, a big hole. And he sit there with that nub and he'll patch it just like I would with these two hands. That's how good he would that old nub. He was born that way.
Whatever happened to Alec Balfour? Did he die, Big Alec?
No, he's still in the fire department.
How old is he?
Well, he's not as old as me. He's, let's see. I'm from 74. He's about 68. That's all. You know, he had his leg cut off here about 6 months ago, 8 months ago.
He's still a fireman?
Yeah, he's not a fireman. They put him on out there, a maintenance guy or something, I don't know.
That's Grandpa's old fishing buddy.
Yeah, he had a. What do you call that, where your feet swole, bite disease, eh?
Gout?
No, what in gout? What do you call that, bite disease with your feet?
Bite disease, yeah.
And he drinks him. The doctor told him to quit drinking. And his feet would get all swollen. Now finally, they first cut it off here, and now they cut it off here. But they thought
it
would
not. They don't start cutting on me. Does that take a quarter off?
They thought they were going to have to cut both his legs off there.
If it ever happens, just
be philosophical.
Research on nutrition, and maybe
Yeah, Alec Balfe and I, we did a lot of fishing out there.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught? Did you used to go Jew fishing?
Yeah, I never catch none, though.
You didn't catch any?
Mm-mm. I went out there, I tried them. I'm glad I didn't hook into them, because I'd have got drowned. Because old man Molina was out there. And that's the time I had that little boat. It was about 17 foot long. Little Model A engine and a Model 4 A4 engine. I can go out there fishing, see? And the way you fish with those things, you take a skiff. And you take your line with the cork on, see? And you put it around the oar. And when you get a bite, you pull that thing out and then let your cork go. And it'll float all around. See?
What kind of line you use?
A regular line like you use on casting it.
That heavy stuff, rope.
Yeah, it's like that one I got on. I ain't got it on casting now, but I got it in there, so.
How big a hook you use?
About that big.
About 6 inches long?
Yeah. Well, I went out there and see the Dega Molina, Fish Molina. That's the one I was telling you about. He caught all these Jew fish, you know. So, he didn't tell me how to fish for him. So I had the doggone line tied to the seat of the skiff. Now, one of those Jew fish that had caught that, they pull it and then they turn the skiff completely over. Probably drown me or something.
Yeah, they get up to what, 1,000 pounds?
Oh, they get up to 5.
Or are they good to eat?
Ooh, the best eating meat in the world.
They cut them into huge steaks.
Jewfish steaks.
They just cut them up right down the middle, huh?
Song.
Cut them in steaks, the Jewfish steaks. It melts in your mouth, the meat.
Hey, remember out at an Andrew Bess's one day, we saw one of them little shrimp boats come in with two of them tied alongside.
Yeah, well, that's pretty dirty.
They were as big as a shrimp boat. Everybody, what, a 15-foot boat.
Did you fish they had as big as a shrimp boat?
He had one tied on each side of that shrimp boat, and they were as long. I remember I was a little kid, and he came in. And he had one tied on each side, a big brown fish, and they were as long as that boat.
Molina come up with 4 or 5.
That is a fish that I've never heard of.
It's a grouper. I think Jewfish.
I've heard of grouper.
Yeah, well, it's huge grouper.
Oh, this thing's got a head. Jesus, that big. It's like a big old. It's big like a big lazy. But, when I come on in, Molina laughed at me. And I cursed him for everything I could think of. So the next day we went out there, the guy told me how to fish, see? Next day we went out there, I had 2 bottles of wine, and he was crazy for wine. And I was right alongside about me at that door. I got that wine out and I started drinking that wine. I said, "Hey, Diego, how'd you like a drink?" Man, his lips is going like that. I made him sup. I wouldn't even give him, let him wet his lips.
Is he the one that caught that manta ray that time?
That's the one that had that ray fish. He didn't catch him. The ray fish caught him. Damn fool, he was fishing out there, and them big old ray fish, Jesus, they get both of these rooms together. And they just come just, at the wall, flopping at the old wing. And he must come in, and he got hooked on the wing on his hook, see? That darn fool, he held on to that thing tied on a skiff, and he was 7 miles out in the gulf, and he wasn't picking him up. He's still fighting that thing. Big boy Thompson. He went out after him. He wouldn't turn him loose. He told me, he said, "You crazy Diego, you." He went completely out of sight. That was just a couple of days after he was laughing at me about fishing with Jewfish. But what is that? Well, pour just a little bit, I don't know much.
Now, when you're talking about a skiff, do you mean a sailboat?
No, that's the one with the oars.
Just a rowboat.
Yeah, just a rowboat, yeah.
A flat bottom wooden.
Yeah.
Grandpa made a lot of skiffs.
Yeah, I just got rid of one here not too long ago.
Where'd you get your wood?
At the lumber yard.
What kind of wood do you use?
I used this red cedar last time.
Yeah.
The best you can get, but you can't get it no more, is cypress.
Yeah.
You can't get that cypress anymore. That's what they all made all the boats out of, a cypress. But now you get that cedar in there. It's pretty good stuff. Well, you can get that that plywood. Marine plywood, yeah. And that's good, too.
Is that as good as cypress?
No, it's not as good as cypress. It'll last a long time, but it's not as good as cypress. Yeah.
When's the last... Cypress is... That's not to me. Cypress trees left. When's the last time you saw a lot of cypress around for people making...
Oh, geez, it's been years. Mm-hmm. Well, they still got cypress now, but my God, it's so high you can't hardly buy it.
Do you remember when the train went out along the jetty? They used to have a train on the pile?
Yeah, for the old government out here. You was hauling them in the wake out there.
Building the jetties or what?
No, they had the jetties. The jetties was all built.
Well, where did that train go?
That train just brought them out here to Fort Point. See this place over here where the Coast Guard is? That was all machinery and the dredge boats and all over there. And they had all kinds of men. They had about 600 men working at one time.
What were they doing?
All kinds of work.
Dredging all this in back here?
No, doing machines work. And, well, they had these two dredge boats. They kept dredging these channels out here, see? In Bolivar Road, see? They had these old sand suckers, and they take them way out there and dump them.
When was that, when they had those?
Oh, that was in about 1917, 18.
I've seen pictures. Have you seen pictures of that? The train up on the... I don't know where I saw a picture of that, but I saw that. I've seen pictures of the train. Well, it was very low, wasn't it? It was just a little, about maybe 6 feet above the rocks.
Yeah, that's it, though. You see them rocks out there.
You saw those granite rocks
there? Yeah.
Well, there was a little piling bridge that went all the way along there with the tracks up on it, about 6 feet above
the
water. I've
seen pictures
of it.
Where you face?
Yeah.
It run out to there. It run out to them forts out here.
Now, when were those forts there? You know that old fort that we used to go fish at?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Was that an island? Was that fort out there when there was water all behind it back in
there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little island out there.
Yeah.
But when was that fort built?
Oh, God, no.
Before World War One?
Oh, yeah. It was built before my time. It was out there, World War One. Yeah, they had soldiers out there then. They were all out in there, all Fort Sanderson and all in place, yeah. Over in Bolivar.
Now, what did they call us? Was this Fort Travis over here or over
Fort
in Bolivar?
Fort Travis, and that's...
Is that this one over here?
No, I think that's Fort San Jacinto, ain't it?
I don't know.
I think so, and then Fort Travis is over Bolivar.
Bolivar.
But they had cannons over there, 5-inch cannons over there. On them, well, I had them here too. And they had these lookouts all out in here with cannons in them. Yeah, they had they had worldly soldiers out there. and back in... Well, back in 1908, 1909, and they used to come down old Matt Urridge's on 13th and A there.
What was his name?
Matt Urridge.
Urridge? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a big place there. In fact, he cooked for all the longshoremen and schooners on the wharf. He had tables over there seating, I guess, about 3,000 people. They had a bunch down here called 12th Street Bunch. R.A. Graves, Clifford Graves. Well, it's Clifford Graves, and you got one of the pictures. Well, he was never in it, he was too young. But his brother, Wolfie, Bobo, Nuffy Lindsay's. Oh, there was a gang of Willie Oils. Of course, they were all drinking too, see.
Why they call them the 12th Street Gang?
12th Street Gang.
They hang out there or something?
Yeah.
They live there or what?
No, I lived at 12th Street, yeah, and that was one of the meanest gangs in town at one time. Yeah, that's when I was only 7 years old then. And then that's when I was living down on 11th and 8th there, next to the...
Now, when did your father die?
He died in, I think it was 1908,
1909. And how did he die? You say he drank lights?
That's what you say. He broke a neck bottle of a wine. He drank it, see. He didn't have to open it. He just took his cotton up and broke it and drank it. But then he got to bleeding. Then somebody told me he died in pneumonia.
And how old were you? You were about 7 or 8 when he did it?
Yeah, no. was about 10 then.
When did your mama die?
Well, she died when I was 18. I was 18 years old. Huh?
When did you start working?
When I was 11.
What were you doing at 11?
I went to work at Clark and Courts 2.5 a week.
Clark and Courts? What's that? I don't even...
Printing job. Clark and Courts printing job.
You a printer's helper?
No, I was working with Louis Bundy's Uncle Louis.
Yeah, I know Uncle Louis.
And my Uncle Louis?
Yeah.
I worked with him up there. I didn't do nothing, just fool around. He was making these plates, you know, for printing plates.
Yeah.
Making it out of some kind of wax or something. And all I'd done was chew that wax, that paraffin wax. And boy got so slack up there, I made 65 cents 1 week. There I worked 12 o'clock every day.
Did you ever go to school?
Went to the third grade.
How'd you quit? Didn't you have to go to school?
No, I had to quit to go to work. And had a brother and that in. My mother was invalid.
I didn't know your mother was an invalid.
Yeah, she couldn't hardly walk. Yeah, making $2 a week, 2.5 a week. Of course, I got help then, man. Anyway.
When did you start? What did you do after you left the Clark and Courts?
When did I really get Clark and Courts? I went out to SP Dobbs out there, went oiling out there, one of those big horizontal engines out there. Oiled out there for about 2 years.
We had an uncle, Grandpa's brother, what was his name, Pete?
Pete, he died.
He went in the Army, Lon. Tell him about his Army experience in World War I.
When he was a kid, he was coming down the step. He lived on 14th Strand. There's only a lower house, and the steps had a crack in it, see? And he got both his feet caught in there. Fell over, and he broke both his arches. And when he walked, he just couldn't walk fast.
Yeah.
He was crippled. Yeah, we'd go floundering, and I'd leave at 11th and 8th here. And it'd be 3 blocks down, and he'd still be 2.5 blocks away from me.
Hmm.
And I'd be hauling up for him to come on. And when he get on a bicycle, it'd take him 5-10 minutes to ride one block. But anyway, World War II.
No, World War I.
No, two.
And two?
Yeah.
How old was he in World War II?
Huh?
He must have been in his 40s.
In the 40s, yeah, they had me. And I was the first, third one to pull in that pillbox. Of course, I didn't go.
How come?
Well, I don't know. They got exempt for some reason. But they pulled in. I pulled Alec Dolphin, Pop Schillen, and
they were all old men.
Huh?
I mean, they were pretty old in World War II.
Yeah, Pete was 42.
And he went in the Army. He was crippled. How'd they take him?
I don't know. There's nobody know. Everybody would have bet their right both arms against a diamond when they took him. But they took him, and I guess it's God bless him, because they took him, sent him over to, where's that cold place at? Utah, ain't it? In Utah, I guess they're dull and cold.
Utah's pretty cold.
Well, anyway, he got down below zero, and they put him over there. And he was over there about a year. And of course, all he done was peel potatoes and that. I don't know what the hell he could do on a battleground. Then when he got out of there, why, he got a pension and all from him.
Yeah, we have an awful lot of people around our neighborhood that speak German. A lot of them speak only German.
Yeah.
Or at least they did 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's a great story about a guy from our area by the name of Fritz Wunderlich, who was drafted into the Army in World War I. And he went off to Fort Sam Houston to basic training. And about a week later, he turned up again at Round Top. And somebody saw him in town. They said, Fritz, what are you doing here? I thought you were in the Army. And this guy says, well, I lost, but they sent me home. They said I had a weak vocabulary. Yeah, and the point was, the guy could just not speak enough English to be in the army.
Well, nobody could ever figure that out. It was Johnny Ahrens, Pop Schilling, Eric Balfour.
Pop Schilling is a name I heard ever since I was a kid. What did he do now?
He's a bricklayer now by trade. He's supposed to be.
How old is he?
Oh, Pop Schilling might be about, he's 60. And Christ, he looks like he's about 90. Great big guy.
Do you remember when they had trolleys here? They have horse-drawn trolleys or what?
Yeah, I remember that.
When was that?
Oh, that's back old. I remember a little tiny kid then.
No.
That was about... Get out of there, Kenny. Get out.
Come here.
Come on, here. Make a walk in there. She'll get out. Come here. That damn thing's always find some place to lay. Come on, get out of there. Come on, get there. Yeah, they used to have their trolley cars there.
Hey, do you remember when a cement ship, have you ever seen the hulks of the cement ships? There's two cement ships over here.
There's one over here and one out here.
By Bolivar. One right by the quarantine station.
Now, that's the one I worked on World War One.
You worked on that ship?
Worked on that. It was, had a whole, both of them had both sides.
I didn't know you worked on that ship.
Did they float?
Yeah.